Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. Deb, and this is Blog Talk Radio. You know who I am. I'm the family member that comes to the kitchen table ready to talk about race. I'm going to keep doing this, family, until everybody that is concerned about the future of our country get on board with this conversation. I say it every week. People keep saying we need to talk about it. We don't talk about it enough, but nothing is changing, it seems, until something goes wrong. And that's when you know your family is in trouble, when you don't sit down and talk until something is wrong. Now, I'm trying to get ahead of the game. I'm trying to get ahead of the trouble, even though trouble seems to find its way into our family nearly every week on one level or another where it relates to race. But the kind of conversation that we need to have, we're not having. This is the kind that is redemptive, the kind that solves the problem, the kind that says, okay, it exists, what do we do about it? You know, there's always a member of the family that wants to pretend that everything is okay and want to remember when everything was better or things are great. And then there is a member of the family who's always full of drama and always making causing havoc in the family. And then there's other family members who try to get everybody to sit down and talk about what's wrong so that we can fix it, so that we can calm the person down who's full of drama, so that we can encourage the person in the family who continues to think that nothing can go right, and, of course, to bring the family member a little bit closer to earth, that one that thinks that everything is okay when everybody knows that everything is not okay. All right? So I'm inviting us to the kitchen table. You know, one of the things I talked about in the description of this today's show is that we want to believe we're the greatest country on earth. There was a time in history when we were inviting people from all other parts of the world to come to this country, and I think if you go to New York, you'd read something to that extent related to Ellis Island. And so there have been times when we've been welcoming, and now we're at this point where our family is not appearing so cohesive. And I know, even as I say that, it's never been a United States. There's always been something that had us rioting or warring or arguing or fighting each other. There's always been something, but that's family. That's how it goes. That's human. That's a human experience. But I think the more I listen to people talk about the future of our country, the more I realize that if we don't talk and we don't talk honestly and openly about what's going on with us where race is concerned, it's going to get out of hand. And before I go any further, let me just say that this show is brought to you by Black Business University. All right? If you would like to become a more successful business person, there's something at BBU for you. If you would like to be an instructor for BBU, there's something there for you. Go to blackbusinessuniversity.com and see what's in store for you. There is something, always something to learn, something to grow from. Thank you, BBU, for being a sponsor of On the Real with Dr. Deb. Now, as you think about our family and you think about where we are and the struggles that we're having around this idea, this construction, this creation of race, we have to know that while it is a social construction, while there were quote-unquote scientists, anthropologists that decided that we were indeed, or in their minds, in more than one humanity, we know that it's just an idea. But those ideas still influence how we look at and how we value each other. I was just listening to Wes Moore, who is an author and just a great mind, Rhodes Scholar, talk on this past weekend, and he, for him, and his counterpart, the other Wes Moore, talked about that people live up to whatever their expectations are, whether they are good or bad, people live up to them. And I guess if you would say they were not so good, you'd say they live down to them. But whatever their expectations are, that's what directs their lives. And one of the things that the Westmore on, that was talking to Oprah said was that our expectations of each other are way too low. And as long as we do that, we're never going to heal as a nation. I have to clearly agree with him. And then as I listen to him, I wonder, what does it do for us? What does it profit us to not expect more from other people? One of the things that he said that the only way we're going to get where we want to go is to help someone else get there too. That's a systemic way of thinking that what affects one affects us all. And so as we think about racism and we think about what it has done to our country and what it continues to do to our country, we can't help but know that unless we start thinking like a family, unless we start thinking that what affects one affects the other, one day we're going to look up and realize that we should have been more hospitable. We should have been more like family. We should have been reaching out and helping other people to get what they want and to pull themselves up. Because think of this. While some of us are so proud of the fact that I wouldn't say proud. I would say while some of us are content with one group of us going to prison or being killed or not having the very basic necessities of life, what you do not realize is poverty, it breeds crime. It breeds crime. And so while you're thinking you're comfortable and you're safe, you really are not. Because guess what? The very people that you are disenfranchising, people, they find a way to get what they want. And sometimes that is not always the most, sometimes people, the way that people choose to get ahead affects other people. And so it is not to our advantage to continue to disenfranchise any group. Men or women, black or white, it is rich, poor, it is not to our advantage. What would be to our advantage is that we reach out and offer help to those who need help, to be willing to invest our time and our finances into programs that help uplift people, that help bring people along, because at some point, the two paths will cross, and then we will see just how much of a family we really are. I think about the fact that if some natural disaster happens, it doesn't pick and choose which side of the track that the lightning is going to strike or the hurricane is going to affect. It affects everybody on the planet in those particular places. And so as we think about ourselves as a family and we think about what it means to be one humanity and as we think about how one thing affects all of us, I think maybe we can begin to envision ourselves as a true United States, as a true American family. I'm inviting us to consider what it means to be a true American family. Again, this program is brought to you by Black Business University, where you can get paid either by enhancing your business through courses that are offered on Black Business University or by becoming an instructor for Black Business University. Go to blackbusinessuniversity.com and see what's in store for you. And as we end our time together today, I want to just remind us that what affects one of us affects all of us at some point. And there's no place you can go in this country where you won't be affected by the people that are around you, your other family members. You know, as I think about the protests again against the national anthem and the quarterback, his reasoning behind that, he's basically saying we need to live up to the hype of what it means to be an American. We need to live up to what it means to be truly united. And the only way that's going to happen is that we all begin where we are, doing the things that mean what this country stands for. And I took the liberty of looking up that song of the National Anthem, and you do it for yourself. That very last verse suggests a whole lot about how far we have yet to come. And the fact that we didn't know that verse exists is even more telling of us sweeping things under the rug and pretending that we are a family that we are not. There's nothing like thinking you got everything is together in your home, and then you find out your parents are divorcing. Or then you find out that your grandfather was incestuous. Or that you find out that you're going broke and in a minute you're going to be homeless. There's nothing like thinking that everything is okay, and then you discover that, indeed, your parents are not your parents, but your grandparents. Any disruption in your ideal throws you off. So I'm inviting us to think about how our ideal has thrown us off, how we are not the family that we are purporting to be, that we put ourselves to be, and there's nothing like a lie, and there's nothing like an exposed lie to just mess up your whole self-image. And we have family, we have to consider that. Do we want to keep pretending that we're something that we're not, or do we want to face the fact that we're not what we ought to be and then figure out how we are going to become that thing? Now, our sponsors, BBU, blackbusinessuniversity.com, go online and see what's in store for you. Go online to see how you can better your business or better yourself. Now, as I end the show today, what I have realized is that we need solutions. I tell you how I've been serious about trying to get you to at least acknowledge that we have a problem, that race and racism continues to destroy our family. Now, what I would like for us to do is begin to brainstorm about how we are going to fix this family. I'm looking forward to having these conversations with you. You can go to my website, drdeborahnixon.com, subscribe, give me your email. Let's continue to talk. You can find me on YouTube as well, Dr. Deborah Speaks, and I do more of these. You'll see some videos because I know I don't have all the answers. I don't have even a small amount of the answers. All I know is how I can contribute to the change. And my contribution right now is engaging these talks and engaging you to consider what it means to begin to change how we are with each other. This has been On the Real with Dr. D. Thank you so much, BBU, for sponsoring us. I will see you next week, family, at the kitchen table.